You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's going on with your wife?
Well, I guess it's more what's going on with Josh, our producer. I was talking with him yesterday. Young Josh is, what is he, 26, 27?
He's 27.
Terrified of settling down and getting married. Absolutely terrified. So he comes to me with a lot of questions about what's marriage like, you know? Do you guys still make out? And are you still excited to see each other? Blah, 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 blah. Absolutely terrified. I was like, you know, explaining how great it is and how great it is to be with somebody for so long. And you kind of keep things spicy and fun by just doing silly little things sometimes. And one of the things I've adopted is I like to take pictures of my wife on the sly. Mostly the booty. If we're out for a walk or she's, you know, bending over, getting something out of the dishwasher or something, I always snap a picture of her butt. And then I immediately send it to her. It's like this stupid little game that we have going on, and we laugh and ha ha ho ho. So one of the pictures I took the other day was at a barbecue that we had at our house, and it was a frontal shot of my wife, mostly because I thought she looked smoking hot. She's got these new tank tops that she's purchased, and she's rocking them, Dom. She looks really, really good in them. So I snapped a picture of her just for my own benefit so I could look at her. And so while we were talking about Nicole and I was explaining what I do with my pictures, I go, look at this one I took the other day. I was like, doesn't she look hot in this picture? I just love her so much. And Josh, he looked at the picture and he goes, oh, I love Nick Nack. I just love her. And he got all weird. I was like, what's the matter? He's like, let me be fully honest with you. He's like, I don't know how to react when people do this to me. He's like, if a friend shows a picture of a girlfriend, I'm showing a picture of my wife saying, don't they look beautiful? He's like, what do you say? What's the etiquette on that? Can I sit here and go, yeah, she does? He's like, or if I don't say anything, that's rude too. It comes across as, she doesn't look that great.
So now you have insulted the person if
now
you don't agree.
Now you've essentially insulted my wife and me, yes. What's the etiquette on that?
I guess it's all in the language, right? So if you look at that photo and you go, my God, she is lovely. You know, you can get away with it, right? You know, I think you draw the line at saying, yeah, she's smoking hot, or yeah, but that's,
lovely, though, has a little tinge of meh. Yeah.
What?
That's what you say to an ugly baby, too. Yeah, that's a lovely baby.
She looks gorgeous. She looks gorgeous.
She
looks
great.
Wow, that's a beautiful picture of her.
She does look beautiful. Yeah.
Maybe you compliment the photo. You're like, oh, my God, that is a beautiful picture of your wife.
The lighting is fantastic.
I wouldn't worry about the lighting, but, I mean, if you just compliment, hey, that's a great picture of Nicole. I think that's the only way around it, because I understand what he's saying. How far do you go in complimenting somebody's significant other?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the same.
It gets awkward either way.
Women would have to text us right now and tell us if you something tells me that women don't care at all, and they'll either say, oh my God, your husband looks hot, or they'll say, oh my God, when did your husband get so fat? I mean, I think they will come right out and say anything
where a guy, it comes across slightly pervy at some point, I guess.
Exactly.
If he was over there going, wah, wah, wee, wah.
I feel like women would not be as worried about what they're going to say.
Mm-hmm. It was just, you know, either way, it was just fun to watch the little guy squirm. And he just flat out looked at me. He's like, I'm going to be honest. I don't know what to say right now. I don't know which way to go with this.
You know, the funny thing about this, too, there's like a subtext to all of this, is because for every single day that you have worked at this radio station, I've made all sorts of comments about your wife, and I've noticed that you never show me photos of her anymore.
Well, and it's because you do make it creepy.
That's really funny, because I come right out and say
he's
what
like,
I'm
saying. Nah, he doesn't need to see that.